OpenAI, in desperate need of a win, launches GPT 5.4. In the wake of a much maligned decision to do business with the Department of Defense, OpenAI is looking to course correct and win back the public with the release of GPT 5.4, the company's latest model. OpenAI calls this model its most capable and efficient frontier model for professional work, claiming it brings advancements in reasoning, coding, and agentic workflows under one unified system. GPT 5.4 is rolling out starting today. It will be available in ChatGPT, Codex, and OpenAI's API. GPT 5.4 Thinking will be available for Plus, Teams, and Pro users, and GPT 5.4 Pro will be available through the API, as well as for ChatGPT Enterprise and Edu subscribers. According to OpenAI, GPT 5.4 is the first general use model the company has released with native computer use capabilities. That means it can autonomously work across different applications on a machine on behalf of the user. The company says the model can write code to operate and execute tasks on computers, and it can issue keyboard and mouse commands to navigate across the operating system. This marks a noteworthy upgrade for agentic AI. The company is touting its latest benchmarks to prove it. OpenAI has reportedly claimed a top spot on Merkur's Apex Agents benchmark leaderboard, which tests a model's performance for professional services work. The company also says it took the top spot on the OS World Verified and Weberino Verified benchmarking tests, both focused on computer use performance. As for general purpose uses, the kind the average ChatGPT user will experience, like asking questions, OpenAI says the newest model performs better there as well. The company claims GPT 5.4's individual responses are 33% less likely to contain errors compared to GPT 5.2. Overall, the new model is 18% less likely to make mistakes. Hallucinations, the company says, are also less likely with GPT 5.4. The company will have to hope that these supposed improvements are enough to drive interest back to ChatGPT. The platform reportedly lost about 1.5 million users after OpenAI announced it would offer services to the Department of Defense, following rival Anthropic's very public refusal to compromise its safeguards to please the Pentagon. The decision didn't just create public backlash, it caused internal issues as well. Some employees openly expressed opposition to working with the DoD. Fewer errors in ChatGPT's responses probably won't guarantee fewer errors in Sam Altman's judgment, unfortunately.